Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Behind the cross. that see, not me, but all of you, just for about 10, 15 minutes, that you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. Holy Ghost, have thy own way. Again, just for about 15 minutes, Holy Ghost, and have you behind the cross. Bless your people, Lord. Second Bethlehem. In the name of Jesus, the Christ. The church said amen. Amen. I want to say good morning to all here, to my deacon down playing with me. To all that are here, I know some of the people. Savannah is out in the audience, went to school with him. Brother Freddie, Sister Yolanda. I've known him all my life. Amen. I just want to say thank God for choosing a little black boy out of summer. Boy. They say, can't any good thing come out of summer? I've been in revival for 2 weeks. I'm not tired yet.
All right.
I gotta go back down in the country next month, but God will be there with me as well. Yeah. The psalmist say, I go. Yeah. And we have to go. Yeah. All by myself. Yeah. But before I get started, let's get the hand clap for the choir. They ushered the spirit in. They ushered the spirit in. Sister Yolanda and all of me, they can sing. If I can sing like that, I'll be walking to Hollywood. If I can sing like that. But I can't sing. I can't play no drum. I can't play no piano. God ain't give me that. He gave me one gift, and I try to use it for his glory and for his power. There's a word in the book of Acts. Luke is the writer. The book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 16 and the 16th verse of that chapter. Thank God for all. I hope that someone get this word will look at their situation a little better. And that they can know that God is with them, whatever they're going through. Acts the 16th chapter and the 16th verse. I want to applaud you all for the children that's been training them up. Because that's the church of tomorrow. We heading out of here. I ain't say I say we heading out of here. The Bible says in Psalm 90 and 10, 3 score and 10. And by reason of score, 4 score. It said, and it came to pass as we went to pray. A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They ain't say doctors now, say servants. That's what I am, a servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. 19. And when her masters, there go again, saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the market and to the rulers. 20, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Drop down. Verse 25. I'm going to skip all the other. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, you may be seated. I want to talk from the subject this morning. God will deliver. God will deliver. Before I get started, I just want to say thank God for the opportunity that y'all have given me. Because the old folks say it this way, when somebody do something for you, you say thank you. And everywhere I go, I say thank you for giving me an opportunity. Because we take so much for granted. Here we have old Saul. Now, y'all know Saul, right? He killed Christians. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, 3, he made havoc of the church. In other words, anybody that called on the name of the Lord, if they didn't come, he'll club them to death. Y'all know we all been on that Damascus road. I think I have, myself, me, I have. I don't know about nobody else. But I thank God for that song the brother said, His grace and His mercy. That's why I'm standing here today, because I had a praying grandmama and I had a praying mama. Now, I ain't talking to myself. I know I'm talking to somebody else in here. But I'm just trying to tell you that God will make a way. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but just tell the Lord, Lord, you say in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and you will direct. See, you got to talk back to God, because all of us every day have issues, like the one with the issue of blood. We have issues. In other words, we have trials. The Bible said, but Freddie, in Luke 9:23, it said, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me daily. This is a daily walk, church, and every day will be sunshine. We're going to have some trials. We got some tribulations. Because the Bible said in St. John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in the world, you got some trials. You got some tribulations. That's written in the Bible. So let that us know that when we say we is a born-again Christian, every day ain't going to be sunshine. My friend, On them jaws, I'm getting on that a minute before I start. On them jaws, that's where the devil meets you on Monday morning. I'm going to talk to somebody here on Monday mornings. You got a task to do, but somebody else got a task. Don't even go to church, but they giving them the okay and the compassion, and you going to church praying. They trying to give you all kind of. I'm talking to somebody. You know one thing? I've learned in these 29 years that serving the Lord it'll pay off after a while. But I know that I got to go through some trials and tribulation. And Saul, right here in this chapter 16. He had some troubles with John Mark over in 15. That's why he would pass out. Because the Bible said they had some contention. It wasn't like us now. You know, we can fall out with somebody. Oh, who do? We don't say that. We'll fool him. But they didn't do that. Saul teamed up, Paul, in other words, teamed up with Silas, and Barnabas teamed up with John Mark, and they went on to preach the gospel. Now, if you look in the text, I'm bringing you up. If you look in the text, boy, God's something, ain't he? He'll use anybody, can't he? I call him a junkyard specialist. He specializes in junk. I was over carpenter. Tore up from the floor. Black tie, carpenter, what messed up? Huh? I say, I don't know about y'all. I say, I. You know, but God was his magnificent self. 29 years ago, when I was going to the water fountain, Brother Freddie, he said, will you preach my word? I said, Lord, I can't do that. I got to go and, say I'm a crank. But God left me alone a little while. But he came back with his Holy Ghost. All right. I said, he came back with the Holy Ghost. And I've been running ever since. I'm not tired yet. But back to the check. Look at the check. God is in a deal with not only this woman, but he's in a deal with Paul and Silas. Because let me tell you something. When you praying, when you talking to yourself, you got to say Psalm 113:3. Look what he said. He said, for the rising of the sun and the going down of the saint, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. You got to praise God even when you're going through from good to bad times. Because the Bible said when praise goes up, am I talking to somebody? I don't know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to somebody. Look what it says. And it says, it came to, now up in the 13th chapter verse, they went by the riverside and prayer was instituted. And we say, I ain't read all that, but I'm just saying, and it came on the Sabbath day, they went by the riverside. And Lydia heard them praying. She was a Syrian person. No, she made good clothes. But she heard Paul and Silas praying. And she constrained them to come to our house. They was in prayer. Let me tell you something. Prayer is the key to unlock doors. If you ain't got no prayer life, you need to get a prayer life. Because the Bible says in Mark 1:35, write it down if you ain't got anything in your Bible. You told out Mark 1:35 and say, Jesus went out way before daybreak and prayed. Mark 1:35. And Luke 6:12 say he went out way at night and began to pray all night. So that lets you know that you've got to have a prayer life with the Lord if you want some doors to be open in your faith. If you want some miracles to happen, if you want some things to happen, you've got to have prayer. I sent out 152 scriptures every morning. I've been doing it for 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years. Why? Because I know that people go through things. People have troubles, especially in this day and time. You need to have more prayer than anything because we serve a wicked, we got a wicked governor and we got a wicked president. They don't care about us. They don't care about the song you call. Rich getting richer, the poor getting poor, and gas going up the sky. It's right on the TV. But it say, it came to pass in 1660, they were going to pray. I guess back down by the riverside, don't say, but it said they were going to pray. A certain damsel. Now this girl was a slave. I don't know how she became a slave, but she was a slave to tell a fortune. Now, y'all remember way back, about a few years ago, they had Cleophilus, whatever her name was, could tell the future. Y'all remember that? Call Cleophilus, she going to tell you this and that, but you got to give her some money. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. But this is what happened here. What happened here? A certain devil possessed with the spirit of divination. Now, they wasn't bothering her. Right. But she was bothering, amen, them. Because she knew, see, in her, she had the evil spirit in her, but she had the good spirit in her too. In other words, her soul was crying out to be delivered from what she was doing. Because let me tell you something, you know when you're doing wrong, and you know when you're doing right. Am I talking to somebody? So here it is. And she said, follow, look what it says, and follow Paul and us. Uh-huh. And not only did they follow, but she did this, she thought, what it said, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And not only was they were the servants of the Most High God, and look what she said, which show unto us the way of salvation. In other words, something strange about these two boys. It wasn't but two. But Fred, and they turned the city upside down. Y'all get a witness? So you don't have to have a whole lot of people second brother Hamlin to come and have church. He said, where two or three are gathered in Matthew 18:20, there I am in the midst. Matthew 18:20, go right there, it's in your Bible. Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. So here it is here, these old boys here, that, you know, you ain't got to tell nobody you're a Christian.
Right.
Just leave. I ain't got to tell nobody who I serve. But what I do, they're going to say, this is something strange about Eugene Steepers. It's just something different about him. And let them look for themselves and say, he must be a Christian. See, a lot of people do it for show. Let me tell you something. Pastoring ain't no easy job. I've been doing it for a long time. Pastoring is about seeing over the souls of those. It don't matter what you say. Pastoring is about calling at midnight and saying, look, I got some need. I need this and I need that. That's what pastoring is all about. It ain't about that hooping and hollering. It's about caring for the flock. Caring for your people. Loving your people in spite of when they're talking about you. You still got to say, I love them anyway. Because the Bible says, St. Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you and pray for those which despitefully use you. Yeah. That was the book say. It's in your Bible if you tore it out. Back to the text. Look right back to the text. But this, 18, she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. In other words, he got agitated because she was worrying him. And you know, every time he go pray, I'm pretty much sure every day that she was studying, you know, Adam. But Paul being grieved and turned in the spirit and said, I command thee in what? The name of Jesus. Yeah. What's something about that name, Jesus? I remember Jesus when he went to the graveyard. And there was a boy living in the graveyard for so long, and he was full of them demons. Y'all know that? That's in Mark 5. And the Bible says, he asked that boy, what is thy name? And the boy said, we are legions. Don't you know some people like that? That's living in a graveyard? I see it all up and down Bolton Street. All the way I go to downtown Sheriff Park. I see it all the way I go. People talking to themselves on, because they were on drugs and alcohol. But I thank God. God gave me a little sense not to fool with that stuff no more. Yeah. God gave me enough sense to say, go on, I'm going to run up the highway and see what the end going to be. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I learned and discovered that one day, he's going to call you Gene Stevens. As I was doing a funeral yesterday, I looked at the cast and said, one day, Lord, I'm going to live in one of them things there. Yeah. One day. But when he called me, the old folks say, I would be somewhere answering when he called. My name. Yeah. I'll be somewhere.
Yeah. For my name.
Listen.
For my name.
For my name.
Yes,
not my mother.
Yeah.
Not my father.
Yeah.
But me, oh Lord, standing in the need. Back to the text. Back to the text. Let's go back to the text. Look what it say. Let me say. Jesus Christ come. He said, Jesus Christ come out of her. Now you know Jesus is peculiar. Yolanda, because in Luke 22:31, he says, Simon, I pray for you. Because Satan had desire to sift you as wheat. That's what he had to do to us. Let me tell you something. He prayed for us, 2 Bethlehem, because if we had, we would be sitting on these pews right here.
All right. Yes,
sir. I thank God for Jesus because when he looked out, he prayed for me. Had him on our mind. The scripture said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. In other words, your mind got to stay on Christ no matter what you're going through. Even through this week coming up, it's going to be hot and all that stuff. But say, Lord, give me the strength to deal with this heat. Lord, give me the strength to deal with these old crazy people on this job. Lord, give me the
right,
you got to talk back to him, Baha. And he said, now watch this now. Uh-oh. See, you missing somebody's money now. Now, as long as the magistrate was all right, but when Paul and Silas went down there and uncovered the plot, look what 19 says. When her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them, let me tell you, hold up, and brought them to the master. They say, these men being Jews to receive in trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither do observe. Now watch this here. They're going to put them in prison.
Yeah.
Like they did Peter and John. Y'all remember Peter and John?
Yeah.
Over in Acts chapter 4?
Yeah.
They knew a novel miracle had to happen in Acts 4.
Uh-huh.
They was tripping about those two old boys. I call them two good preachers.
Yeah.
Going to church. You ain't had no money.
Yeah.
You ain't say, we ain't got no money. But see we go. But Jesus told them, Yolanda, over in Mark 13, 11, and Luke 12, 11, when you go before the council, brother, you ain't going to need to premeditate on what you're saying or what you're going to do. You're just going to, in that hour, the Holy Ghost. I say the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and you're going to speak the word faithfully. And that's what happened in Acts 4:11, 4:8. It said it came to pass. Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going back to take what I'm saying. But I'm just trying to tell you something. In the book of Acts, it wasn't with two then. Now they were two no more. Yeah. And they turned the city up. It don't take a whole lot of people to make no church. Take no church. It just takes somebody that's willing to say, I'll go. If I have to go. All by myself.
Yeah.
Let me go and finish this thing out. Uh-oh. Watch this here. Watch this here now. After they had them, put them in the stocks. I want y'all to read this when y'all go back home. In the Amplified Bible. Because that King James, y'all don't know it, understand what it's saying. I'm saying, read in the NIV. They put their feast in the stocks. Pull off all their clothes, my friend, and started to beat them. So that's why I say deliver. Yeah. See, God didn't only deliver that the girl, he delivered Paul and Silas too, because them was God's people. Them was for God. And God will deliver you if you're going through whatever. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just say, Lord, you say that you is a deliverer. You say how you delivered Abraham. Remember when Abraham was going up to sacrifice his only son? Y'all remember that 27th chapter of Acts? And the Bible say, the son say, Daddy, where is the lamb? I see the fire. I see the wood. But where is the lamb? God will. God will. Come on. That's what Abraham said. Then God said, now I know for sure that you believe in me. And that's when God started blessing Father Abraham. But back to the text, look what it said. After they had to put their feast in the stocks, brother, they had to beat them. And now they're in trouble. But it say, and as a conjunction, at midnight. Now you mean tell me I'm being beat for good, doing good? I'm not being beat for doing bad. I'm not being said good. I'm telling you about the goodness of the Lord, and I'm getting beat. They took off all their clothes now. You go beat. They say, and at midnight, right? You text me, told them. And Solomon, they go again, pray. See, they had a prayer in their garment. You got to have prayer on this journey. If you want to be successful every day of your life, no matter what you're going through, you got to come to God and say, Lord, give me strength to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, Lord, I got some bad children. Lord, I got some kinfolk that ain't running. Lord, I got some people in my family that ain't living right. They talked about me. Like, Lord, you got to do something about it. And he will.
Yes, he will.
May not come when you want him to come. May not come when you think he's going to come. Because the Bible says, so I sent this out, in Psalms 35, you know, they say, we've been endured for a night.
Yeah.
But joy
yeah.
coming in the morning. Yeah. I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to somebody. Yeah. Watch this shit. I ain't through with this thing here yet. Let me go on. Watch this shit. It say, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. See, God don't, when you're in your mess, you got to come out your mess. And he'll tell you, he'll give you a chance to come out your mess. But if you don't come out of afraid of me, that's when God will whoop your butt. Oh, yeah, he will. He'll whoop your butt. Second brother, I'm coming to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through, put it in the Lord's hand. He's going to bring it out. He's going to bring you out. Not when you want, but he's going to bring you out. But I'm just trying to tell you to hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old folks say, I'm going to hold on.
Yeah.
If I was to hold on all by myself. The more folks you be sitting on that porch, chewing that bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell them about it. We be going down there, Joe Biles, go get some coal off.
Yes,
and grandma be chewing that bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
They're spitting on you, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling it just like it is.
Yeah,
see, the old way is the best way. Because the Bible says, and sent in Jeremiah 6:16, write it down. Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way, and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk therein.
Good way.
But you know what? We done got away from prayer in school. That's why them children acting like they acting. I ain't talking to everybody because I see some children in him. But thank God for the ones that's in here. I hope y'all stay in here because let me tell you something.